This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what you're out there doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you are doing, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. I don't know whether the Progressive Liberal Party has settled on a mandate or a mission to make me the greatest supporter of the Progressive Liberal Party in the history of all humankind, second only to Miss Laura. But if they keep this up, who knows? They may win me over. Easy. Arlington, easy. You don't have to do too much to get me. Easy. All right? Don't mind. I play hard to get. I ain't that hard to get at all, actually. All right? I have said for the longest while around this place that the effective shooting range of a GPMG in a sustained roll is 1,800 meters. If you mount it on a tripod, it is 2,100 meters. A GPMG, for those who are unaware, is a general-purpose machine gun that carries a caliber of a 7.62. A 7.62 has the ability to pass cinder blocks, actually, depending on the distance. And some argue that it can even go through the engine blocks of some smaller vehicles that are made from aluminum and that kind of thing, right? The point I make to you is, for the longest while, for whatever the reason, I'm not exactly sure, we found great joy in perp walking people, and I couldn't understand for the life of me what was the purpose. It didn't make the person any more guilty. It didn't make them any more innocent. All it in fact did was give someone like me that was crazy enough to attempt it the ability to shoot a GPMG at their head from the top of City Market and to possibly get away with the cleanest murder in the history of the Bahamas and possibly kill a couple of police while I'm at it. Because if I was that mad, I figure, you know, if I want to do crime, I'd like to do it big time, right? I never want to do little time crime. Like, so if I'm going to go out, I'm going out in a Timothy McVeigh kind of fashion. Do you know who that is? Do you know who Timothy McVeigh is, Ali? No, you don't? That's fine. When I do crime, or if I had ever done crime, because, you know, I don't believe in crime and criminality, I want to say that I oppose it. It is repugnant and repulsive, and everybody ought to not do it. But if I had considered a life of crime, and you, for whatever the reason, thought that you were going to kill my mother, or kill my children, or kill, I don't know, Sugarfoot, Sawfans, Sugarloaf, or Sweet Cheeks. Any one of them at whichever phase in my life that I was going through, right? I want to let you rest assured that I would mount a GPMG at the highest point that I could find and shoot it at your head. Because I knew they were going to give me a 2 minute and 30 second loophole to do so. And so what would happen is you would be walking right across from the Nassau Street police station. I know exactly what time they're bringing you out the door. And besides, if I had intended to shoot this shot at your head, I probably would have had all day and nothing to do. So whether they brought you at court at 10 or at 2, I'd be right here waiting for you. And so I'm very happy to see, I see the minister is taking no credit for it, but I'm very happy to see that we have decided to discontinue the perp walk. And if the PLP continues going in this direction, I don't know. They may have me. By the time it's next election, I might be on top of the stage shaking pom-poms. And, well, not singing Sign of Victory anymore because apparently that is inappropriate, but who knows, right? Who knows? Maybe Kelly will find redemption and we will have a new PLP song. How does that sound? So the next two things on the agenda, I hope, is the return of the plastic straw. And I hope the next thing after that would be the banning of small Japanese vehicles, right? Anything under 2,500 pounds can't come in this country because all we're doing is turning the place into a dump. And we're probably going to take 10 years getting rid of the dump we've already created. And so PLP, if you're out there, if you're part of the PLP task force, war room, or whatever it is that y'all have, hear ye the voice of Levin Miller. The perp walk, the discontinuation of the perp walk, was an A+. You get an absolute A+ in my mind. I don't know how the perception of innocence could have been maintained if you shackle a man and walk him across the street in the front of the cameras. I never could get that. I don't understand why would you build a court complex with an entrance point and then still walk the man across the quadrangle, except you want someone to shoot a GPMG at his head. I just couldn't think about anything else. Nothing else comes to my mind. There is no other reason on the planet. And they say they did it for the news, you know. Well, maybe it's a journalist thing. Luckily, I'm not a journalist. But I don't understand, as a journalist, why would I want to be standing in shoot range of somebody whose mummy was possibly killed in the most egregious fashion and who possibly has enough skill and training to lay atop a roof and wait on the shackled perpetrator or possible perpetrator, because the presumption of innocence, a man ought to be cloaked in his innocence until otherwise proven. But why would I want to stand out there with a microphone or a camera in the kill zone? That makes no sense to me. So whichever journalist came up with that idea, I don't know exactly what you were thinking, but it was horrendously stupid. I'm very happy to see that the perp walk is going to be a thing of the past. I'm opening the phone lines early this morning. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I want you to be very, very, very much rest assured that I know people that can land a headshot at about 1,800 meters comfortably. I know people that can put a 7.62 in the 10 from 1,800 meters comfortably. I know some of them that can do it in the heat of the day, comfortably, and on more than one occasion, comfortably. Hello, Derek Richardson. I know people that can land that shot without trying. And so I've said to you many times before that we have got to be very happy that y'all obviously just never killed the right person around here. Because if y'all had, we would have proven a long time ago why the perp walk was such a terrible idea. So this morning I'm talking about the things that I would also like to see go away. I want to hear about some of the things that you all would like to see go away. And I also want to talk about some of the things that I hope this administration could get on early. Because if they do, I believe that the Bahamian people will appreciate them for it. And no matter what the fiscal position looks like, I think the Bahamian people will reward them. Chief among those is, I think the plastic straw ought to return. I'm not joking about that. I don't know who in their wisdom thought, right? Help me with the math, right? So the plastic straw kills turtles. That is what they have argued, right? That the straw somehow finds its way into the ocean and the turtle eat it and the turtles are becoming, you know, sick and dying, right? But there is an actual living, breathing story of a man that doesn't know how he got rat poisoning. We know, if you've ever worked in a warehouse anywhere in the Bahamas, you know that warehouse storage facilities are some of the most god-awful things on the planet. Rats live there, roaches live there, people, according to Rupert Roberts, do all sorts of sultry, unchristian things in storerooms and freezers, right? People walk and stand on them. And if you ever go into any one of these food stores in the local community, you will find that people don't take canned care very serious at all. I don't know who the person was that invented the paper straw, but obviously they need to go and see a psychiatrist, because I can't understand why would you want to expose something so fragile to something so tumultuous, unless, of course, you have some mental challenge going on. But if I catch whatever the thing is, what is it, streptosis, something, it's a funny word. But if I catch that from the rat, I run the risk of losing limbs or dying. Are you then therefore suggesting to me that it is smarter for me to save the turtle and kill the man? Because I don't understand the argument behind that. And then let's go a little further. Plus, when I consider the fact that the entire population of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is about the same size as a large college, I don't understand how our carbon footprint could be so terrible that we needed to ban every single piece of plastic on the planet from ever touching the Bahamas. Doesn't make sense to me. So there are some things I'm willing to give up. There are some things I'm willing to give up. Like, take the styrofoam plate. No problem. I hate it, but sure. But I don't understand how you make sense of me, 50 miles from Florida, not being able to have a single plastic straw. But I can go into a Walmart and buy a can of peaches. And the little gal who cashing up the stuff will give me 20 plastic bags if I so desire. You've got to help me with the math. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense to me. So maybe we ought to have tailor-made the project. And I can also tell you comfortably that I know cabinet ministers out of the last administration who also completely detested the plastic straw being taken away. It is the most god-awful thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. I never enjoy a paper straw. And I want to tell you that people that find it fancy to drink off of metal straws, you all give me the heebie-jeebies, because you all are obviously comfortable with being very personal with strangers. Have you seen the way women molest straws? Why then would I go into a public place and put a metal straw in my mouth like Travis them in the back washing these straws so good? No, man. I almost have difficulty eating off of forks when I go to restaurants. So you ain't about to convince me that this straw that someone had in their drink for 20 minutes fondling, that Travis them took this in the back, swash it in hot water, enjoy for 2 minutes, and I should be comfortable when they bring that metal straw back out here to me? Absolutely not. It gives me the heebie-jeebies, and if you're comfortable with it, you give me the heebie-jeebies. These are just some of the things I think that if they came back, people would be so excited and titillated by them that I believe they will just think the PLP is the greatest thing that ever created. One of the other things I hope you all fix, and this one is a lot less superficial. You know, the party that was the government prior to this one, that's good language, wanted to develop a subdivision in Carmichael Road. Let me tell you, it is chief among the scatterbrain things I've heard in a long time. Why? I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity or the occasion to drive Carmichael Road. The roadway of Carmichael Road has reached its maximum capacity. It cannot handle more vehicular traffic. And as for why smart people in the engineering section at the Ministry of Works has not yet appraised any government of this, I can't figure it out. Carmichael Road has copious amounts of space. All right? And as for why we haven't turned that in to a four-lane road with a decent bus lane, or a four-lane road with a decent emergency lane for, you know, the police car and the ambulance and the sometimes the jitney, right? Because sometimes getting people to town is an emergency and we may need to get them there in, you know, speedy fashion. But I hear them talking about putting a school on Carmichael Road. This is why I absolutely hated Desmond Bannister as Minister of Works. I wanted to hide him somewhere. I hear them talking about putting a subdivision on Carmichael Road. I see that there are now lights through that proposed subdivision. I want the PLP to stop that. I want them to put an X on that project. Let us take that same road, because that looked like a perfect place to start. And let's see if we could somehow buy properties if we need to, dump that road out onto the highway. Dump that road and let that come straight to Gladstone Road so we could dump that onto the highway. And that would save people the very long sojourn all the way up Carmichael Road, all the way to Gladstone Road, and all the way to Faith Avenue. Then when you cut that one through, let us turn Carmichael Road into a four-lane road. Let's block Faith Avenue off, you know, the old Faith Avenue, not the new one. And where Faith Avenue is, let's build a nice ramp that takes you straight on to Milo Butler. See, if you land that, you don't even have to do nothing else. If you land that, that affects so many people, right? That could be your one road project. You don't need to do nothing else. Don't touch none of the other roads for the next 5 years. But if you fix that one, man, we will love you forever and ever and ever and ever. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. I'm just thinking about some of the things that I would have done if I was elected as prime minister in this 5 years as a 70-year role. And what would I want to do to ensure my legacy? We ended the perp walk, in our first month. That was the Christian thing to do. I also want to give credit to Ellsworth Johnson, although I'm not sure him and Jesus was walking as close as I would like them to the entire 5 years that he was in office. At some point, though, because I know he promised me it when he was a regular guy, before he ascended into the stratosphere known as the Cabinet of the Bahamas, he said, listen, I wanted to end the no bail in the magistrate's court thing. And whether it was him or Cosmosis, it ended during the tenure that he served as minister. I am eternally grateful because that piece of legislation was unchristian. The perp walk was equally unchristian. We have since stopped that. And now I want you all to give me back the plastic straw. Hopefully y'all could get that done by next week. And then right after the plastic straw, let's work on Carmichael Road. How does that sound? All right? 323-622-3252-316-325-4259. You can text me, 4224796. Text right here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Do you know if there is any type of plan to add another road that will help with getting west off of Gladstone Road? The traffic time going down Gladstone Road is ridiculous. And the airport road is just a journey. Yes, they opened Munnings Road, didn't they? Munnings Road is now open, so you should have no difficulty going west. I mean, the PLP did that in the first 2 minutes of coming to office. This one here says, Levan, I didn't get your argument about paper straws being more susceptible to the poisoning that rat urine and feces causes. Wouldn't rat urine on the paper straw products still have the same effect? No. You didn't understand me. Listen to the argument again. Call ICU, I'm coming. Listen to the argument again. The argument is they claim the plastic straw killing turtle. All right? So let's write turtle down so we remember. I argue that if the rat urinate on the can and the man, like me, who ain't gonna use the paper straw, drink from the can, that will kill the man. Where do you argue? Jesus say, where it is better, Pilate, for me to listen to you or for me to listen to God? You decide. In this instance, I argue. Where do you argue that it is better for the turtle to die or the man to die? You decide. All I say is, give us back the plastic straw, because I believe that that is a matter of national health. And I don't think that people around here consider the absolute poor state with which we keep and treat canned products in the Bahamas. All right? Like that ain't, we ain't big on it. We don't have a unit that goes around to ensure product storage quality. Not that I'm aware of. Not that I've ever seen in my entire life either. So if you know of somebody that does it, you let me know. But I'm telling you that the cans I see, man, if we kill one or two title, I ain't think it that bad. All right? It's a title or two. Nothing heavy. Like, don't kill plenty. But one or two title, I could live with that. I can't live with not having legs or dying and leaving children and a mummy who don't wake because you don't want me to have a plastic straw. That don't make sense to me. What we could do, though, is we could start recycling and garbage separation or waste separation in the Bahamas. See how we save the turtle and the man all in one go? Let's take the call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Caller, you on? Is the caller? Not there. Let's read another text message. This one here says, stop the Japanese cars, please. I completely agree with you, text writer. I tell you, if they stop the Japanese cars, I think instantly they will become the people's favorite. These cars are killing more Bahamians than I think is necessary. They offer no impact safety. They literally have a shelf life of 3 years, and they turn into nothing but garbage. And this is going to sound classist, but they give too many people access to cars. And I really think some of y'all need to walk. This one just says, now that we have ended the perp walk on the basis that it is only intended to embarrass, can we now stop the ridiculous practice of financial institution publishing these notices of court action for defaulted debtors? Because that is only intended to shame the borrower. I have to look into that a little bit more. I don't know exactly what is the practice around that. Let's take this call. Good morning, call. You're on.
Ron Miller.
Hey.
Now, you worried about the plastic straw, and I call for this. But the biodegradable plates, they are smaller, and they absorb all the juice.
Well, and I don't really eat out like that, Robert. The plastic straw is important to me.
But the plates are smaller, and when you eat them, the plates are mushy.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get the bang for your dollar, and all the gravy go into the cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at the modern and the Japanese car.
Mm-hmm.
They will no longer be. They are now $5,000. They cost so much now to bring it.
Yeah.
But you might have bought the States again.
Well, $5,000 when you buy from the States, more than likely your car won't go underneath the CC certification.
Because the shipping is now $2,000 plus. That's for the shipping.
I don't disagree, but I'm saying that the tariff is different.
The matter at hand.
I thought that now,
that curb walks with the brain stop. You want about this long distance shooter? I don't find a too big in the car to smuggle a gun in because you killed my daughter or raped my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find a shoot at the man in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but getting your gun into the courthouse is a whole lot more difficult than me assembling a long gun on a rooftop.
But what about doing a curb walk? We just start shooting on the parking. He don't care no more.
This is the point I make.
Wife or daughter.
No, but see, I don't do crime that way. Like, if I ever got into criminality...
That they would do you in the front of the police. Even do you with the police, even. That's after the bench stop. But that's the bench stop now. We need access to the mugshot. The president must have the mugshot. Mm-hmm. He can't do no crime, and we don't know. But we need to take a mugshot, and let the press Google their name. Because every city, you access everybody's mugshot. So mm-hmm. we need to get at that.
So you're suggesting the mugshot before or after conviction? Because I don't
know.
No.
Once you're arrested, you're arrested. In fact, we should be able to see the pre-trial.
Mm-hmm.
They're bare herring on TV, like every post worker she does. You get to see your bare herring.
Mm-hmm.
This is all, but the people who travel know these things, see these things done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we are in a digital world, I should say. Everything's on, you call it tape, or audio video tape. So we need access to where they take the mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
The press need to see so-and-so wore up the bike. Who is his accomplice? Who he be with? Or if it's child molester, his name, they got child, like who he molested? Oh, and by the way, too, I forgot before I hang up on. What is the man, did they ever find that old man with taxi cabs?
No,
not that. Why they know wanted posters or lost posters coming in on my Facebook?
Because according to the press liaison officer, all the people who walk out of their house have dementia.
Robert.
The police should have launched an investigation. The police should have had a unit go out and look for these people. There are seven of them missing. This is actually
a pretty girl that the man killed.
Yes.
Your family went overboard to make sure the word know that my daughter missing, like, what kind of a car it is, or the car can be parked down the road,
mm-hmm.
what the taxi cab look like.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he found, because I wouldn't believe that the man missing and nobody ain't saying nothing. I can't fathom that.
Someone did say something, right? Someone did say something. The press liaison officer said, if you walk with Joe's, it's probably because you got dementia. And I also heard, I like Wayne Monroe, but I also heard Wayne Monroe yesterday, the Honorable, of course, Minister of National Security. I heard him yesterday on the news giving an example. I want to encourage the minister to go and get himself somebody to teach him how to deal with the press. Like, there's, as funny as his interview was, right? You cannot innuendo certain things when you are in public life, particularly when you speak in a public forum, right? Like, and I get it. Wayne Monroe is Wayne Monroe, and he's always had that kind of personality. But public life dictates that you learn to communicate a little differently. And I chuckled when I watched him on the news yesterday. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. If rat urine is on the can, when you open the can, the middle piece is still going in the can, whether or not you use the straw, and there is a risk of consuming urine, the important thing is that you clean the can properly before you drink it. I don't disagree, but I'm going to say most people, like myself, who consume energy drinks in particular, because I don't drink soda or juice, just an FYI, but most times I do that, I'm on the move. The most sanitary object in me may be some wet wipes that I keep in my car for my hand. So yeah, I mean, I think that surface cleans it. But you know, I think if I have to continue putting this can to my head, who knows? You know, and then we have to think about children and all that kind of stuff. Let's just go back to the plastic straw. The plastic straw couldn't have been ending the planet. Like we must have been able to figure out something. You can't explain to me that you're saving the planet by removing the plastic straws, but letting people buy 6 Japanese car a year that they parking up in their yard, causing rodent population to increase, oil to drip out on the road, all kind of nonsense, right? You killing people in car accidents because they have no vehicle impact rating on these vehicles. It doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense. All right, let's take another one. Come on and call you on.
Well, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. That's what, even I hear you when you say, but there's some shooting these people, you know, their lives may be saved because if you hurt your loved one, which you'll do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't for the life of me seeing anything good it hurts me, it bothers me when I see these mass murders, people who witnessed kill people in cold blood,
mm-hmm.
and the police doing their utmost best, risking their lives to protect them when they go. You know, when they're rushing them inside the courts or in the stations or whatever have you. So I don't have no sympathies for them. But my thing is, I would like to see the government. I would like to see the government, the continuous government, go forward with this. Remember the sexual offenders list
mm-hmm.
in reference to publicizing these things, but since they can't do the perk walk. When they're being arraigned for molesting these children or, you know, alleged pedophiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see after the conviction, I think that's been passed already,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see that enacted. I would like to see a public listing or whatever, have you, so that children can be protected.
Okay.
You understand, like last year, I think there was a guy assaulting or attempted to assault a little girl on the way to school
mm-hmm.
in the Palmdale area.
Yeah.
Right? He was caught. But I would like to see if and when he's convicted or whatever. The pictures, I'm not speaking with just the names, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures so that children, that we can be aware, parents, children can be aware. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I would like for them to look at in reference to fast-forwarding that.
The sexual offenders.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we want the sexual offenders register to take shape. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. We want the sexual offenders. I want Carmichael Road. So I want us to stop the Carmichael Road home development. Because I know who y'all building these houses for. I don't know if y'all notice there's a mortgage crisis happening in the world right now. And I don't know if y'all also notice, but every single week these banks publish, reams of paper of foreclosed properties. Like, couldn't we just start a home redevelopment plan and leave these bunch of new house alone and figure out how to make moving around this island more convenient? Because if you could make traffic flow into Carmichael Road easier, you would help the businesses in Carmichael Road, maybe, no? Okay. So let's stop the Carmichael Road home thing. Let's don't do that no more for a little bit, right? But I say waste the money, because we ain't built no house in the back there yet, right? All we have is road and street light we putting in, and then we connect that to Milo Butler, right? All right, so that helps the traffic coming out of Carmichael, and then we bring back the plastic straw. These are all the things I want done if the PLP wants to win me over forever and ever and ever. After this, I will be PLP all the way. That's the deal. Let's make a deal. All right. 3236232325431632542529. I'm not sure about that last piece, but let's see. All right. This one says, stop the Japanese cars, please. Yeah, I agree. Not all. Let me give you the ones. The March, the Paso, the Swift, the Life. The note is the shooter vehicle of choice these days. The note, what else is there? There are one or two more that they just shouldn't be on the road. If four people could flip your car over, it shouldn't be on the road. All right, let's ban them, because all they doing is killing people. You ever notice how when these cars crash, the whole car just fall apart? There was a young chap that I served alongside. Well, he served behind me because he was joining me by a yardstick, Mr. Magulis. I remember he got in an accident on the Gladstone Road and the engine jumped out the car, Arlington. When I drove past, I said, what's happening here? The engine was across the road. How? If the engine bracket to the chassis of the car. Well, if the engine over here, where the chassis is. And this will be putting our 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds, and we are risking these people's lives. You ever notice that very few of these cars, any airbag that's deploying them? No. And if the airbag deploying it, it only big as them little Safari Express bag. That can't save your life. Let us consider that tariff adjustment that we made 15 years ago on vehicles and consider whether or not we really helping the planet, or if all we're doing is killing Negroes. Let's take another one. Come on and call. You're on.
Yes, sir. Good morning to what?
Hey, what's up?
Not bad. Mr. Miller, I'd like to see the government to bring livable wage, right? ASP.
Mm-hmm. What is that, livable?
Bring income tax and corporate tax, mm-hmm. so it can be able to meet its expenses and balance the budget.
These easy things? I look for easy fixes today, though. Like, I want some easy ones. Like, if they fix this easy little thing...
They're the easy ones. They, you know, they're low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
You know? Low-hanging. They go in Parliament and do that. Quick, fast, and hurry, and, you know, make the payments that I'll be responsible,
mm-hmm.
you know, to them paying a fair share of the tax. It's not mm-hmm. equal, but fair.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Correct.
You can't expect to build a tax and nothing, right,
mm-hmm.
to get something. You know, there's only one way the government to pay to get money through taxation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we must tax what we have. This tax free haven. That's pirating, you know, especially, you know, just to save some jobs in financial services or law. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. We must do better. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here's another easy one I want them to do. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? This is the easiest one on the planet, right? I want y'all to take Inland Revenue and NIB and put them in the same building. Yeah. Since NIB owns so much building around this place, and since the two of them are government income-generating places, and they share information back and forth, why y'all have them so far from one another? Because obviously their computers don't talk to each other. So we need to make sure the human beings in those two agencies could talk to one another, because they can't link nothing. How is it possible that I could be waiting on a correspondence from Inland Revenue for 8 weeks? And their argument to me is they ain't hear from NIB in 8 weeks. They marry. How is that possible? Why all of them separated? Let's start putting things together. Because we can't figure IT out around this place. That whole everybody on the same connected, it just don't fool with that. That's too difficult for us to do. We got to build in buildings. Let's just do that. Let's put some of these things together. I ain't saying they need to have the same director. I ain't saying they need to have the same office space. I'm saying, just like how the Teachers Credit Union next door to NHI? Good, let's start building some of them. And we say, NIB, you're all in here. Inland Revenue, you're all in here. And then we hire a courier to take packages across between the two buildings. Because if we can't do ease of business electronically, then at least make the physical ease of doing business easier. 323-623-2355-4316-3254-259. This one here says the marksman statement. Amen to that. Okay, let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Sir, how you doing?
I'm well.
With all this crime and thing going on, the best thing to do, when you put these fellas in prison, if they're making any money when they come out to work, make them take care of the family who they take the breadwinner from.
Mm.
Because these fellas come out, they relax, and there ain't no consequence for them, and that go for woman and man.
Mm-hmm.
If you do fool, then you should be made to pay a price, even if you go to work and you got to pay them, and you got to pay to take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's best to do that, because all you're doing when you done commit a crime is get away with it. And that's disgusting. You go in jail and sit up and get fired off the taxpayers? That don't make sense.
Well, if you go to jail for murder, you should be there for a long time.
Yeah, but then, guess what? While you're in there, they still got to feed you.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't bring and the poison you take from the family, they ain't coming back.
Yeah.
So you should be made to pay some consequence even if you're in there for a long time.
Because
mm-hmm. even if you come out, say they let you out to go work, and you have a time to go back, then you make sure a portion of the money go to the family where you take the breadwinner from.
Mm-hmm. All right, appreciate it.
Okay, sir.
323-623-2355-4316. Let's take the next one, Alden. Good morning, caller. You're on. Turn your radio down for me.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing, sir?
I feel good.
All right, I can't hear you real good.
No?
But I'll go ahead and make my comment.
Go ahead.
My question to you is, who owns the Batalco building there by Ministry of Works?
That's a good question.
Is that owned by our government?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Okay, so that building is sitting there doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I thought that building would be a perfect building for Inland Revenue and NIB.
To go together?
Pardon me?
You mean to put them together like I suggest?
Yes, sir.
Man, I agree with you.
But let me tell you my first thought. My first thought is that would be a good institute. Infectious disease or a hospital for infectious disease and stuff so that we could stop allowing people to go to the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Okay.
I have an aunt that went to the Princess Margaret Hospital. Hip got broken. They tested a positive for COVID now.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have COVID when she gone in there.
No.
So what I'm saying is we need an infectious disease place where people can go and be away from ordinary patients.
Agreed.
Now, if that building is owned by the Bahamas government, I suggest that the Bahamas government, I know they sold Batalco, right? I suggest that the Bahamas government do something with that building. Now, you talking about a building for NIB and Inland Revenue. Mm-hmm. I am scared of that, because why? The taxpayer going to be paying $40 million for a $10 million building. I can listen to what you have to say.
Well, NIB, you know, NIB owns most of these buildings around here. So I don't think the taxpayer could be paying too much rent. Just put NIB in their building and then put Inland Revenue in the building with them and then tell them, y'all, let's split the rent. So that should make it a little cheaper, eh? 323-623-2355-4316. Someone is telling me not to give criminals an idea. I don't know if you know, criminals have something that's called a criminal mind. If I'm sitting down here with no criminality in my mind whatsoever, I trust that the criminals have also thought about what it is that I've thought about, and it wouldn't be very long before, you know, they enact these kinds of things if they ever got the resources. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, a pleasure. Good morning, Sullivan. How are you, sir?
How are you?
But I'm good, you know. Sullivan, I subscribe to the belief that cars like guns, they are aphysical. They don't just get up and kill somebody. A gun, guns don't just kill. Somebody has to be behind it, right?
Right.
Same thing with cars. And the reason why they have speed limits is for who? Us to obey the laws. When you try to, there are reasons why there are boundaries, you know, because it tells you this is the safe area. When you get out of the safe area, then you are putting yourself in danger. But it isn't the car. It's the people behind the car who do not subscribe to the law of the land. Because if you're driving at 35, 45 miles per hour, in most of these accidents, you hear the policeman say that speed was a factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
That speed.
But that doesn't mean that the Japanese car was speeding. You realize that if that car that is of a substandard build or make comes into contact with a car that is of a more superior, you know, make, the people in the substandard made vehicles stand a chance of death. You realize that?
But it doesn't go for either side. Both the Japanese car need to obey the law. The American car need to obey the law. Everybody needs to obey the law because you're not just driving for you and yourself. Because if you're driving with the intention that, listen, I may hit somebody who may not be in a sturdier car as mine, you know, so you always ought to be driving defensively as well and thinking about the other person, you know. So it's the people. It's the people. If I have a big truck, that means I must go through, I see a bunch of water, I must go rushing through a corner but full of water, and I see smaller cars there. You know, you must be considerate of the other persons behind the wheel. That's where we need to educate people. Follow the law. There are certain physics that say if you go certain amount of, you know, distance, something gonna happen.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. It's not the cars. Let's educate the people to obey the laws of our country, and we would have a orderly society. You know.
Yeah.
If we could just follow the laws. Laws, boundaries are placed there for a particular reason.
All right. Appreciate it, caller. Completely agree with you 100%. I think it's time to go to a break. Arlington, let's go to a break. 323-6232-325-4316. You can text me 422-4796 when I return.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women, after lung cancer. Can you help? Yes, you can. You can encourage women to take steps to help lower their risk of developing breast cancer and help find it early, when it might be easier to treat. You can also help connect women facing breast cancer to patient programs and services they might need throughout their treatment. We encourage you to share these messages during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and throughout the year. 2021 has been a powerful reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us in a big way. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good and help create greater awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To participate in our upcoming supplement, contact Guardian Media's advertising department or your account executive today.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller here, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashing your radio, and that means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Let me get to these text messages. This one here says, I agree with stopping the Carmichael Road house project. It's going to cause traffic nightmare. And like you said, no one have no money for house right now, and bring back the styrofoam plates. Well, the styrofoam plates, we could, you know, let's don't ask for too much, all right? Just the plastic straw, and we with y'all. All right, leaving the car is not the problem. Bad driving, the police need to crack down on those who are not dealers selling these bumpers. lights, etc., they stole from people's cars. I don't disagree with that. This one here says install signs for right-hand turn. I with you 100%. If they also have to make the turn lanes, right? So we need to look at these roads, make the automatic turn right, I mean turn left lane. That's what it is. And then put in the signage. If they did that, they may win the next general election. This one here says, Mr. Miller, the government needs to move Mr. Sands from road traffic and put people like Brad Smith. And Brad Smith is almost 100, though. Like, Brad Smith retired from the Defense Force. Well, he didn't retire from the Defense Force. He went to road traffic as a Defense Force officer. But, like, he's been a civil servant for a very, very, very long time. I mean, I don't know. Does he still want to work? He might be tired. This here says, like the inspector, who was at Carmichael office back in place and see the department revenue increase at 40%. I'll tell you another thing I want to see. I want to see them do away with the silly road traffic inspection. That makes no sense to me. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning, sir. I really enjoyed the show, all of the recommendations you make. Awesome. I'm still baffled over the removal of straws myself.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to say that is so important, because I think in terms of saving lives,
mm-hmm.
I wish that this government would take a proactive approach like was done in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
A Barbadian prime minister has a special COVID unit.
Mm-hmm.
It is separate and apart from the general hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that will alleviate a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are not getting proper treatment because they're not going to the hospital for fear of catching COVID.
Right.
Move the COVID, find a building that can properly be outfitted, grand sons, and some of the other medical personnel can help them do that and have that done properly. I think that will alleviate the serious problem we have with COVID. We definitely have to deal with that. We got to save lives first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a priority on my left.
Mm-hmm.
And if the government can do that, they will have a lot of support from me.
All right.
Tell you that.
Appreciate it.
But I want to see that happen like now.
Appreciate it, caller.
Take the money, get a building, have it outfitted, use the nurses and doctors, make sure they properly compensate it, make sure they got adequate gas and all of the support staff that work around there, and give them a special salary because they have to go into an environment that's already infested.
All right, appreciate it. This text right here says, my biggest peeve is the lack of consumer protection from highly inflated goods and services. Most people didn't realize that one of the side effects of the plastic ban was an increase at retail price level. This extra cost is also passed on to the consumer while businesses profit more. This one here says, explain the doing away with the inspection process. Explain the reason I need to have a fella stand me on a line for an hour to talk some nonsense about windshield wiper, left signal, right signal, brakes light, if the road traffic act says that a police officer, while in the execution of his duties, could inspect my vehicle at any time he deems necessary. So let me just, because y'all only care about the tax, so collect the money, right? Because watch this, I sit on this line for an hour. One of the reasons I don't go get my car license is because I say, man, I'm going to take an hour to do this. So I sit on this line for an hour, only for you to then tell me, my reverse light blow or something silly, right? Now I come off the line. Yeah? The government don't get this $299, right? And now I stop by the watering hole and I spend 10. Now I got to license it next week. And now I got to drive around with an unlicensed vehicle. And you know you all take scooters off the road. So since there ain't no police motorbike out there, I may license it week after next. You know, and now the government could have had that $299 and I don't know when they can get it. They can get it when I get it, right? You see? So why deter people from giving the government money? Give me the license. And when, you know, speed cop, there's a female speed cop out there these days. She's quite impressive, actually. I love a woman that can ride a bike. But when I run into her, let her give me one of them $250 tickets. That's simple. And boom, problem solved. And people will happily come and get their car license. The other thing I want to see y'all do is allow me to get my license for 5 years. Why do I need to do this every year or 3 years? ain't like y'all has made me do no reclassification for this. I look the same way, right? I think it's a wonderful way to generate taxes. So we take the licenses. You only can get your license for a period of 1 year or 5 years. Or take away the 1 year. Because that, think about the cost of doing it every year. Doesn't make sense. 5 years or 10 years. Because y'all just let me keep the same passport for 10 years. So I don't see what the difficulty is. So license, 5 years and 10 years. And you pay, when you come to get your license, you pay $100. Or you pay whatever you pay for the 10-year period. That's what I think we need to do. Those are some of the things that I want to see quite quickly around here. This one here says, Patelco building is owned by the government. I don't know that for sure. I think maybe it was caught up in the sale. I'm not sure. The old Phil's building on Gladstone Road, that's now being used to store furniture of the government office. When that could be a place for infectious disease. Okay. This one here says, did you notice that there are some cars even smaller than those you call? Yeah, like the Life. Freedom of Information Act is what I want to see. Okay. This one here says, not parading suspects is the only way the public see going into court. Now this allows for the police to beat you half to death with nobody seeing you. Man, come on, man. These police are professionals, all right? I don't take that position. I see we're running out of vaccines again. Mr. Davis, get your minister of health on it. There are about 126,000 people that should be immune by this point, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's my time. You hear my music. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. That's next. Become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom.